The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
I'm Crystal.
What?
From the number one market in New York City. Gracing your presence on these airwaves.
Slow your roll there.
Yeah, let us introduce you first.
Right, like you're part of the show or something.
Yeah, we weren't going to build it up or anything.
No.
But at least like give us that common courtesy.
Right. But since you did it, I guess that's it. Crystal's here. Crystal who again?
Who?
Crystal from the number one market in New York City came to, grace your presence. No big deal.
People in the Bay Area don't care about that. just a little bit of backstory. Crystal used to be on the JV show if you're a new
Heavy
listener.
On the used to.
Used to. How many years?
I can't read this show. Okay, I can't read it.
Crystal, how many years has it been since you were, what year did you move to New York?
2021.
Whoa, so it has been a while.
Wow. Can you believe that? We're getting old, y'all.
Our audience has completely forgotten about you.
I know.
At that point.
They even, have a very... even before then, because she left the morning show to do nights.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
So
it's been even so it has longer. Been even longer.
Six,
yeah.
7 years? We're getting old.
Anyways, that's who Crystal is. And yeah. She came in here with her little veil.
Thank you.
Bride.
We're going to talk more about that later because I might have a rant incoming. But she did bring us a Starbucks this morning.
Thank you, Crystal.
Which was much appreciated. I got a what is this? A pumpkin spice cold brew?
Yeah,
what is this
cream thing? Cold brew. Sweet cream cold brew pumpkin spice.
These things are good. Uh-huh. These things are real
All
good.
All jokes aside, thank you for visiting us today.
Yeah.
We do miss you here. Let's get to the first talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is AZ from Midland, Texas, your number one listener. I've been listening since Hot 97.7. That was back in, what, in 1990-something? Come on now. This kid from Plano has nothing on me. I remember when you guys used to do the little crank calls or when you guys did that WB show live to do the giveaway, that Dodge truck, and you guys were all showing their doghouse tattoos. That's how old I am. Come on now. Doghouse, what?
Graham, did you ever get one of the tattoos?
No, I didn't. The tattoo artist came in twice to give me that tattoo.
And you didn't do it both times.
And I did not do it.
Did you get consequences?
Mostly from the judgment from the entire Bay Area, upset that I did not get my doghouse tattoo. I remember, I think it was on my 18th birthday.
Whoa.
18th or 19th birthday, a tattoo artist was there waiting for me to give me my tattoo live on the air. And I said, nope.
And what year was this?
Oh, so,
it was only 10 years ago.
Yeah, because I'm 28 and a half
now. It would have been 2015.
So it wasn't that long ago.
Right.
Doghouse.
I'm glad I did not get a tattoo. I'm not a tattoo dude.
No part of you regrets that for the memories?
No, not at all.
Okay. Just asking.
That our buddy Izzy there, JV Show, number one in Midland, Texas.
Yes!
I checked this morning. Now, look, he's got a beef brewing because he says, move over, dude from Plano, Texas, who left us a talk back yesterday. So I don't know how they're going to settle this to see who's our number one Texas listener because there are others. But right now, Izzy and Ulysses, I think his name was, from Plano. I don't know how they're going to settle it, but they should drive to each other and fight.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is very flattering that people in Texas are fighting over who's our number one listener in Texas. People in Utah have been fighting over us as well. Wow. I think this should just be a nationwide thing. Just
a duel.
Everyone, overall. Yes. Mm-hmm. Everyone fight for your number one spot in your state.
Jousting.
Well, Crystal, how many Texas listeners do you have?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, in New York, I'm the number one most listened to in the country. But, I mean, the CHR ratings just came in. So, yes, we are the most popular station over there.
Sure.
I do host Afternoon Drive over there.
Sure.
So pretty
never
nice.
Heard of it.
Mm-hmm. today is National Women's Health and Fitness Day.
Yeah, you guys, this is an exciting day. I mean, I'm surrounded by a bunch of ladies here, so I thought I'd just throw it to you guys and let you talk about the last time you worked out. Selena, let's start with you.
Oh, no, let's not start with me.
What?
Jess?
Why? Okay. No. It's National Women's Health and Fitness Day. Selena, when's the last time you hit the gym?
It's been a few months. I stopped going in the summertime.
You were crushing it in 2025.
This
was your year.
I was crushing it. I was doing personal training. I was going, and I was actually doing it.
And you were bringing in your water jug, the ginormous one.
I was drinking water. I was meal prepping. I was doing so good.
Then what happened?
And then we pulled the kids out of daycare. I have a gaggle of kids, if you don't know. Pulled them out of daycare for the summer.
Uh-huh.
And then I wasn't able to, like, take them with me.
We all got excuses.
Yeah, but summer's done now. Kids. Are you going to go back or no?
Yeah.
In 2026.
I am going to go back.
This year? Or are you going to start fresh in the new year?
I might just start fresh in the new year.
Yeah.
You know, get the holidays out of the way.
I don't blame you. Hey, Jess, when's the last time you worked out?
That would have been on
Did
Monday.
You dye your hair?
Oh, yeah, I dyed my hair. It's a little darker. A little refresher.
Okay. All right, so Monday, in honor of National Women's Health and Fitness Day, you've worked out one day this week?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Okay. Better than me.
And our buddy Crystal joining us this morning. She's in town for something really big that we're going to talk about. Have you been working out leading up to this big event?
Well, I'll do some vinyasa yoga flows maybe once a month.
The hell is that?
Well, it's pretty much like a big kid nap stretch. That's really what that whole yoga class is. You're just deep stretching. But it does feel good.
So you deep stretched in preparation for this big thing you have.
This weekend.
You know, those loins got to be stretched for some big things coming
up. What? Ew, you stretched your loins? What are you talking?
We're on the radio.
Gross.
Sorry, Becky.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jackie from Hayward. Oh my gosh, Crystal Rosas is there. Just want to say that it's so nice to hear your voice. I miss hearing you on the JV Show, but I've been following you on social media, and I remember listening to your podcast, Crystal's Nightcap, and I just want to say congratulations on getting married. It's been so fun watching you grow up.
Oh, that's sweet.
Who gives a fart?
But mainly, yes, that's a great point, Graham.
Thank you, Jackie. You're so sweet, love.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
I'm Crystal.
And it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Get ready for another streaming service price hike. Does everyone have Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Okay, well, price is going up October 21st. The ad-supported plan is going to be going up $2 to $11.99. The premium plan without the ads, it's going to be $18.99 a month.
I'm canceling. Oof. I don't need it anymore. I take a moment and say goodbyes to the San Francisco Giants 2025 season. Last night, they lost to the Cardinals 9-8. They were officially eliminated from postseason contention. They had the lead going into the ninth inning, but blew the game. They gave up two runs in that inning. This marks the eighth time in the last nine seasons that they have missed the playoffs. That's not good. They have one more game against the Cardinals tonight, 6:45, before finishing the season with a three-game weekend series here against the Rockies at Oracle Park.
Go Mets. Oh,
Selena. We got to root for somebody else in the playoffs now. The Giants aren't in the playoffs, so go Mets.
After the hottest day of the year yesterday, we're back to fall. Today, temperatures will significantly drop. Highs will be in the mid-70s to upper 70s with a chance of light showers throughout the afternoon. So very, very different from yesterday. Don't say I didn't warn you. Carry an umbrella just in case, I guess.
Hey, Capricorn besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be an 8. You've got all the information you need, so go ahead and make that big decision. You can pretend to need advice from your significant other if that makes you happy, but your mind is made up and you already know what you're going to do, so don't delay any longer. Today is the day.
Go get them, Capricorn bestie.
Yes. I'm a Capricorn bestie, and that's not really resonating with me today.
Well, today is the day, Selena.
You don't have a big decision that you've got your mind made
up?
Don't
delay it.
Maybe it's about the
wedding dress guest. Yes. Wedding guest dress.
Wedding guest dress.
Yes.
Got it.
That I need for the weekend. Maybe it's that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9.
What's up, morning squad? It's your boy, Wookie, checking in. I heard my little pals back in the building. Hi, Crystal. What's going on, Selena, Graham, Jess, G? Hope you guys have a great show. Take care.
Hey, thank you.
Bush Wookie. Bush on Maine.
What? You want his what on where?
You haven't heard of that?
Bush on Maine?
Yeah.
No. Should I have? Have you heard of that?
Is this a New York thing?
No, it's a TikTok thing.
Bush okay, so me and Graham were already disqualified.
Jess, but you don't know what this is on Maine? Is that like the bush that comes out and scares people?
Whoa, careful,
oh,
careful.
Miss him. Bushman.
Aren't they all a little scary, Graham, when you're not expecting it?
Yeah, when those things pop out and you're like,
whoa! You guys talked about Youngblood, right? The artist. Okay, we're done. Next.
Moving on. Our cool or not list.
Thank you.
We do this every Wednesday. We throw some things out. And we ask, is that cool or not? Would you guys mind if I kicked it off?
Sure.
Cool or not, going to your man's bachelor party.
Not cool.
Not cool.
You do not do that.
Go off, queen.
So I actually know someone that did this. I saw it over the
Seriously?
Weekend.
Seriously?
So embarrassing. Graham, you actually know this person too?
What?
It's Crystal.
Y'all are hating.
Why were you at your fiance's bachelor party? It was like hella dudes, and they're like drinking beers. They're in Vegas yelling, causing a scene, and then it's Crystal in her little sunglasses.
Just tagging along like
tagging
kid sister.
Along.
No, okay. Get out of there.
Listen. I was invited to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Why weren't you guys there in Vegas?
Okay, fine. We weren't invited.
I forgot about that.
Right.
Yeah, anyways, I was there working. And then my fiance, he came to like tag along with me. And because we knew that was happening, I planned for all of his friends and our family to come surprise him for his bachelor party that he didn't even want.
That part is cool. But why were you there?
I was there because I was a t-shirt coordinator. So I had to hand out all the t-shirts.
Okay, but then you got hell out of there, right? And let him have his fun?
I did. I let them have their fun night one.
Okay.
But then night two, it was my little brother's birthday. I wanted to take and I miss my family. I never see the fam. So I did hang out with them night two, but I did give him his one night.
Wait, right. So let me get this straight. Okay, yeah. It's nice that you helped organize the whole thing and surprise them. That part cool. And you let them have the night. But then the next night, you brought along. You mean to tell me that you think that your man in Vegas, and now he's having a surprise bachelor party, wants to hang out with your family for your brother's birthday?
Well,
God.
It's his bachelor weekend.
You guys, they're all
squatted. But it's the bachelor party she planned.
Yeah, and guess what? Then let him, all his buddies surprise him there, so then you let him and his buddies go have fun. They don't want to be bringing...
That's not in the plan.
You guys.
They don't want to be bringing Crystal's family to the... Experiment Rhino.
My fiance, love him to death. He doesn't have friends. Like he has one friend. So
sad
half
music,
of his bachelor party. He really doesn't have friends. Only one of his friends flew out.
Those are the best ones because they need you more.
Exactly.
What's
so he's relying
guy?
On me. I love it. He's relying on me. So half of the bachelor party was my brother, my other brother, my cousin, because they're all homies now. They're all squatted up.
Sweet. So technically he crashed Crystal's second bachelorette party.
That's what it sounds like.
That leads us into our next cool or not.
Yeah, what do you guys think? Cool or not, brides that have multiple engagement parties, bridal showers, and bachelorette parties.
Not cool!
You know, it's not my fault that I'm so loved.
No, it's kinda
all right,
cool.
I'm loved coast to coast, and I'm so blessed my family here in the Bay threw me one. Thanks for showing up, Selena.
I was actually busy that day, I think.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
How many have you had?
I had a bridal shower here my mom threw. I had a bridal shower in New York that my New York family threw, my friends over there, my church family. I had the bachelorette in Vegas. I had the bachelorette I crashed my fiance in Vegas again.
There's been more every time.
An engagement party. Yeah, we had one of those.
Look, we're very excited. Our buddy Crystal getting married this weekend, and it's super exciting. But the lead up to this thing has been just downright absurd. I'm saying not cool. Every time I go on social media, you're at a different one of your bridal showers. And this leads me to my next cool or not, and it even applies today, shockingly. I didn't know this, but cool or not, brides that have multiple engagement parties, bridal showers, bachelorette parties, and wear a white dress and a veil to all of them. And this is very fitting because today Crystal showed up wearing a veil and some bride in a sweatshirt that says bride on it.
And she got just one too, so now I'm sitting here with two dill holes and veils and sashes and bridal sunglasses.
So Selena, let me sidebar with you here. Cool or not on that, like wearing a veil, and you look, this is your third or fourth bridal shower at this point, and you're still there wearing a white dress and a veil. Cool or not?
I want to say not cool, but like what?
Just say it. It feels good.
But
not cool.
What else are you gonna wear? It's like that's what you're supposed to wear.
Just a nice dress. You know, you don't have to wear the full on veil.
But you do because this happens once. Like you want it to only happen once at least.
It doesn't happen once. This is your fourth bridal shower.
Maybe the veil at the first one. After that, you just wear like a white dress.
Thank you.
No, but at every single one of them, you're the bride.
Yeah, and I'm with different people. I want the love.
That's
attention.
That's a good point. Different crowd around. Every time.
But it's your bride. They know that they're going to a bridal show for you. They're not like, they don't get there like, who's the bride here?
Who's the bride again? Why are we here?
There she is wearing the veil. They know they brought you a present.
You're also taking pictures and you want to be able to look back at those pictures and be like, oh, that was at my bridal shower.
Yeah, the first one.
every single one you take.
You're going to know. It's not like you're going to forget.
So I'm just so loved. Like, well, how, what am I supposed to say or do? Everyone wants to celebrate me at all times. I want to celebrate myself.
It seemed like a bit much.
There's going to be a lot of bridal talk this morning because next I do want to talk about an influencer's engagement ring and the reaction she was getting online.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
I'm Crystal.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. Crystal, a familiar voice, is back with us. You know, she used to be on the JV Show many years ago.
And she's getting married this weekend.
We were just talking about her having multiple engagement parties, multiple bridal showers, multiple bachelorette parties. It's like nonstop.
Happy hump day, JV Show. I'm so excited to hear Crystal's here. Crystal, don't worry about what the haters think. It's not cringe that you showed up to your fiance's bachelor party and that you have multiple bachelorette parties. It's okay. They're just hating on you. You do you, boo. I'm excited for you, Crystal. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Bye.
We're just giving our buddy Crystal a hard time, but in my defense, it did seem like overkill when on social media.
Every
it's like
story.
her third bridal shower.
I feel like I can't really say too much. It's like when I was pregnant, I had multiple baby showers that were like out of my control. You know what I mean? Like you, it's
well,
not
all these were in my control.
Wanna,
I mean, okay, I wanted the attention.
I was trying to help you, Crystal.
I could tell.
Never mind. So there's an influencer named Melissa Winkler. She recently posted her engagement ring. Woo-woo. A lot of bridal talk this morning on the JV Show. I know. But she posts this picture. You can see it right now, JV Morning Show. It's gotten over 20 million views.
Whoa.
Because of the size of this thing.
Graham, why are you laughing?
You need a microscope to see it.
It's so...
It's true.
No judgment.
That's not judgment. That's a fact.
It's dinky. It's a tiny... The picture, again, JV Morning Show. It's on our story on Instagram. And it's a close-up of her hand. And it's not close-up enough to see the ring.
Really zoom in there.
Yikes.
Here's my thing. A lot of people were like commenting, like, I would have said no. Like, you said no, right? What would you guys have done?
I wouldn't say no. I still want to marry the person that's giving me the ring.
Do you tell him to get you a new one, though? Or are you wearing that one
proudly
all the way
and displaying
through?
It yep. And posting it immediately?
I'm posting it, but I
you're not
it's
posting
not the,
that.
It's not
Jess,
the style.
You're not posting
it's
that.
Not the style that I would want.
It's not the style I want because the diamond's so tiny. Right? The style so, I yeah. want involves a much larger diamond.
Wait, so you wouldn't post it, Crystal?
I'm not posting that or accepting that.
You're not so you would say it? No. You would say, or not no to
it
the
looks
engagement.
Like a nose ring. It's so small.
No, it's
so
not even big
him,
enough to be a nose
ring. You would
make
him go back and get a different ring.
Yes, I'm questioning why he thinks that's
Wait,
appropriate.
Wait, what if he can't afford it, though? Like, what if that's
save
the reason?
Up a month. Save up a month, maybe, to get something even bigger than that. I mean, that's rough, y'all. Let's be real.
I wouldn't have it in me to say,
no,
to say, go get a different ring.
But every man knows that's not appropriate.
Obviously not.
Well, but again, to Jess's point, I mean, what if this is your budget and isn't at the end of the day the engagement? Isn't it just it's about
it's symbolic?
It's about marrying the person. Yes. Mm-hmm. You're engaged to marry the person that you love. So, like the ring and the diamond and all this stuff is just so superficial. It shouldn't matter at all. It matters mm-hmm. how much you love each other. Even though when I came across this picture and I saw that this week, even I thought, I'm like, are they trolling? Like, is this one of those ones just to see, just to try to go viral and get the social media reaction? Because that's kind of what I think about what this is.
But there were even other ladies that commented. They're like, oh my God, I actually really like dainty jewelry. Like, this is my style. Like, it's cute and tiny. And that's what I want. So there are women out there. Maybe he thought that.
Right.
She was one of them.
They're brainwashed.
See,
that's
but
not
what I'm,
real.
What I'm wondering is, like, how much does something like this cost?
I don't know, $6.
$60, literally, probably.
I don't know,
really?
A couple quarters, yes. You can get this out of a gumball machine at the pharmacy.
Then I see what Crystal says then, because, yeah, then you can save up a couple months and buy something that's even just slightly bigger, at least.
Or, like, isn't moissanite a big thing right now? True. The fake ones, which is fine. I don't... I'm not judging people
what
on that.
What was that word? Moissanite?
Yeah, but maybe most guys figure like she wants something like a real diamond.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's what ladies always talk about. Nobody wants a fake ring. They want a real diamond.
What if this cost him a lot of money because of the amount of tries on the gumball machine? Because he kept getting like temporary tattoos and like bracelets.
And then he ran out of quarters.
All this other stuff. And he finally, like, it could have taken him like 100 tries until he got the ring out.
If it was a family heirloom, I would understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what if this is his Nana's ring?
Grandma's ring.
I would accept that if it was a family pass-down ring.
Okay, and you would post it?
No.
But still.
I'd Photoshop it. I'd FaceTune it a little bit.
Point, yeah. He's going to be like, hey, like, when are you going to post about our engagement? Right. Like, why aren't you showing off that we're engaged?
Well, I guess you can still post pictures of the engagement. Just don't show your hand.
Yeah. What if it's a moon rock? Maybe it's a moon rock or like an asteroid. I don't know. Maybe.
No, I've seen the moon. It doesn't look anything like this. And the moon's a lot bigger. But at the end of the day, I mean, it does come back to the point, like, what does it really matter? Are you getting engaged for social media or are you getting engaged for you, yourself as a couple? I mean, that's what it's really about. But even I know I would. Even I know that I wouldn't show up with this ring. I just think it's a shame that that's where we're at in society, particularly because diamonds are completely price fixed, and their value is a tiny, teensy, tiny fraction of what we're spending on them. It's the biggest scam in history, and I don't know. There's a lot of frustrating.
I wonder if people also fear judgment from like their friends and family or just like other.
I think
other
they do.
Girls that have bigger rings. Like my husband knows somebody who sent her man back to get a bigger ring.
Wow.
Like actually did. Like this is not.
I think I would break
it's
up.
It's not
with,
good enough.
If I presented my wife with a ring, proposed to her, and she's like, ugh, it's too little. I think that's my sign right there. I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, nope.
Well, the thing is, the man is supposed to know what the woman wants. So he should know how she is, if she is that type of girl that wants a big, flashy thing. I have a friend that...
Crystal, men are still trying to figure out what women want.
But you can ask! I have a friend where she wanted a big, big ring, and it wasn't in his budget. So he asked her, is it okay if I get you a lab-grown? And she was like, fine. So she has a lab-grown, a huge lab-grown, and she loves it. And that's not that expensive.
And turns out the diamonds are made in a lab. They're the exact same.
Yeah, right here.
It's a diamond. It's the same thing.
But this ring in the photo, women don't even wear that just for fun. Like, that's not even a ring you buy just to wear. Like, that's so small, we don't even wear that as jewelry.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, so go check out the ring. It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. We're going to get to today's Hottest Trending. Coming up next, people are roasting Simon Cowell for the way that he claps.
Can't wait.
Oh, we'll do that next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about engagement rings.
Hi, this is Maria from San Jose. Just a quick comment on the ring size of things. Sometimes it also depends on the couple if they had a conversation. And, you know, maybe the smaller ring is what the man can afford at that time. But maybe there's a promise like 5 years or 10 years down the line that they'll upgrade the ring when they're in a better financial situation. Love hearing you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, that is a lot of couples. Like the first ring is like the starter ring. Mm-hmm.
Right.
5 year anniversary, we'll upgrade.
I respect that.
Yeah, I would I would hate to make someone feel bad over something that they bought me to like confess their love to me, and I'm over here like,
I know,
you know.
Mm-hmm. I still just wonder. Again, go look at the picture on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. Do you think they're just trying to go viral?
It has to be.
Rage bait.
Yeah.
Thing is tiny.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So people are trying to figure out why Simon Cowell claps so strangely. He was on Jennifer Hudson's talk show going through the spirit tunnel. You guys know what the spirit tunnel is, right?
Yes. Yeah, so fun.
Wait, what's the spirit tunnel again?
The spirit tunnel is like as they're walking on to set, they have all the staff like on both sides and they're like clapping and they're singing. And so the guest like moves to the spirit tunnel, like dancing along.
We need one here.
So Simon Cowell,
we don't have enough staff here.
Is
we
going
can't
through
afford it.
And everybody is like cheering him on and clapping. And he walks through and he's happy and he's like clapping along. But his claps are so strange. It's on the JV show. Look at our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
Can I just say, he is so much tinier than I thought he was. I thought he was taller.
He is minuscule.
He's a tiny guy. But a lot of people pointed that out. They had comments about, like, his stature. Remember, he
the
was
posture.
He was in a really bad e-bike accident back in 2020. Right. Do you remember? Oh. And he like broke his back and had to have like a metal rod input in there. Like, it was a long recovery, so that really, really affected him. But let's not focus on that.
Well, let's. I can't not focus. I can't not focus on the entire package here because
okay, fair enough, fair enough. Like the walk.
That's the first thing. The walk. He is a very, very small looking. I mean, he's lost some weight. He's a lot skinnier right. than he used to be. I think you know when we all picture him from his you know American Idol yes. judging days or whatever. Yep. He was a little fuller, and his face looks a lot different. There's so many elements of him.
There's a lot going on
that look totally different, and right. then you get to the clapping.
What is that?
Wait,
he looks like he has smaller hands than me, and I have very small. And I have small hands. It's the tiny hands,
the hands to like T-Rex hands.
Yeah, oh! That's what it looks like.
People commenting that he looks like an AI, like deep fake.
He
like
does he look AI.
He doesn't look like a real person.
It does.
It does pan out that he got in an accident. Like it does. The way he walks too, it looks like he was in recovery. Like he's still not fully back.
He probably doesn't walk the same. Yeah, it was a serious wreck.
But he does look happy. He
looks
really
looks
happy.
Like his face is so. Like maybe with fillers or something that he has trouble smiling.
Yeah, but he's had the face stuff for a while, so I think mm-hmm. most people have seen pictures of him before with like he just overdoes it with the fillers and the Botox.
Well, I've seen pictures, but I guess I hadn't seen it in motion before.
Okay,
like,
okay, yeah.
Those are just a lot to unpack from this video. It would be fun. Can we get a spirit tunnel here? Why don't we have a spirit? Oh wait,
Well, even if there's just two of us, we could do it. That's a tunnel, right?
It's not the same
thin tunnel.
So if you want to go see Simon Cowell. Clap. JV Morning Show on our Instagram. One more quick story. This whole trending is just a couple of throwback stories. You guys remember the show Catfish?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been canceled.
Oh.
I didn't know it was still going.
I saw this headline. I'm like, this show was still on MTV? Wow. After 12 years, 9 seasons, 300 episodes, the show has officially been canceled.
Oh. Take a moment, say your goodbyes.
I didn't know this was still going on.
I never watched it.
Well, there's so many clips on
TikTok.
You've
never seen it ever?
No.
Wow.
Okay, that's a little shocking.
I met him. I've worked with him.
You've met Neve?
Yeah, come on.
You were a catfish on the show? Wait, so people on TikTok know about the show? Like there's clips on TikTok that go crazy? Yeah.
All the time. So many viral clips from the past seasons, from recent seasons. We forget.
So you knew that this show was still going on?
Yeah, because even the more recent ones.
Like,
I got catfished by Justin Bieber. Like, sis, you know, drink some water. You really didn't.
So, no more catfish from here on out.
Man, wow.
Dang it. Say your goodbyes. Graham, what do you have?
All right, move over Modelo. There's a new top beer in the United States. Any guesses, ladies?
Ooh.
Corona.
Budweiser. Bud Light.
Did Crystal just guess Modelo when I said there's move over Modelo? There's a new top beer brand in the United States. That's some number one New York market material for you right there. It's not Corona, Jess. Selena, what was your guess?
I said Budweiser, Bud Light.
No.
Pabst, Blue Ribbon.
They had already
Happy
been
Dad?
Happy Dad and Pabst. No. And no. The top selling beer brand in the United States is now Michelob Ultra.
Really?
I've never heard of that in my life.
You've never heard of Michelob Ultra?
Have you?
I've heard of it.
I've definitely heard of it, but I've never seen anybody drinking it and or purchasing it. Well, in the meantime, I've crushed like, I don't know, 10,000 Modelos. They're delicious.
Same.
They say that Michelob Ultra, look, it launched back in 2002. The brand's been around for quite some time, but they have always marketed themselves as a... almost like a lifestyle beer brand for active people because it was a lower calorie offering, even though it's really not that much less than most of these other beers, but they've always marketed themselves at that as like a beer for active people. And they've partnered with all sorts of big sports leagues and big sports industry events. They're an official sponsor of FIFA World Cup and things like that. So they've just sort of continued to grow in that space. And now they have taken over as America's top-selling beer brand, yet I still have never seen somebody...
They paid for that title.
Somebody buy one.
They definitely paid for that title.
They say this is...
Absolutely nobody is paying.
But you know what? This does track because a lot of people aren't drinking as much alcohol anymore. So I guess if they are drinking, they're picking whatever is the least percentage.
Calories.
Yeah.
But still, like, you look at Michelob Ultra, is probably like, what, 95 calories or something? I don't know. I got to look at the thing. I don't know. A Guinness is like 110. Like, it's... You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
don't quote me on any of those numbers, but I know that the difference is not,
I'm gonna quote
the
you.
Difference is like literally not that much, but they've done a good job marketing themselves as like, I just went for a jog, pass me a Michelob Ultra, bro. You know, like, I don't get it.
But I feel like they've been doing a lot of like sponsorships as well, like sporting events and things like that. So
it's literally what I just said. Oh, were you listening to my story?
You don't listen to Graham. Where's Graham if you're listening to Graham?
Pretty much what I just said was the key to their success is all their sports sponsorships. But again, I don't know. I've been to plenty of liquor stores and I've never seen anybody throw up a six-pack of Michelob Ultra on the counter. I don't know. But I guess maybe people are drinking it.
All right. Well, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. We're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess. I'm Crystal.
Our buddy Crystal here in studio. You might remember her from the JV Show years ago. And then she left us, you know, for New York. But what else?
Number one market.
She's hanging out with us this morning.
Good morning, JV Show. Good morning, Crystal. So happy to hear your voice on the radio this morning. You know the Bay Area has missed you, and especially your laugh. Hope you're doing well. Congratulations on the engagement. I can't wait to see pictures of this floral, elegant wedding.
Who gives a fart?
That's so sweet.
Thank you, sis.
The wedding is this weekend.
I know, Saturday.
This is very exciting. And thank you for leaving that talk back. And look, there are plenty of things about Crystal that I miss. The laugh, Selena? Is that the Crystal cackle? That's one of the things people miss about her?
I do remember people commenting on the cackle.
Well, yeah, that is very infectious in the good way, that it brings joy to the airwaves.
Sounds a little squirrely.
I always heard, like, chipmunk, grating and irritating, and people had to turn down the station. Again, tons of other things we miss about Crystal. We love her, and excited to have her in this morning, but the laugh
brings joy.
I don't know.
All right, time for What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and if you can do that, we're going to send you this chuggy muggy. You guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. If I won the lottery, I would pay someone to give me a every single day.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, are you kidding
multiple
me?
Multiple times a day.
I haven't even won the lottery and I'm still trying to figure out if it's in the budget.
But you would pay for that?
Well, right now, yes.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, desperate times.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then whip out your iHeartRadio app. Leave us a talkback. It's super easy. If you've never left one before, just hit that red microphone button. Leave us your name and your city along with your guests. We want to be able to shout you out if you win, or leave a ridiculously wrong answer. We like to shout you out there as well. Just keep in mind, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG, please. And get them in quick.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
I'm Crystal.
And this is What the Bleep, where you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And if you can do that, we are going to send you this JV Show chug mug. In case you missed it, here's today's clip.
If I won the lottery, I would pay someone to give me a every single day.
You're sick, Jess.
I think you would too, Selena.
I might. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Luis from Martinez. I think the word is massage, but...
Ooh.
All right, that just wiped out virtually everybody's guess. Everybody leaving talkbacks this morning saying massage.
That's a good guess.
Far and away the most popular guess. Great guess. If you won the lottery, would you have a professional masseuse rub you down every day?
Yep.
No,
every day,
me.
Though, I feel like your body would just be so sore after the first week of back-to-back massages.
Well, what if you go like section by section today? Foot massage, tomorrow back massage, now we're tomorrow ankle massage.
Is that an offering?
Yeah.
Morning, JV Show and Crystal. My guess is back scratches. This is Cynthia from Fremont. Thank you. Bye.
That's two words.
Two words. But there is nothing better than a back scratch. You don't realize your back is itchy until someone gives you a back scratch.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I'm going to say a laboo-boo every day. All right, have a great one.
Oh, no. A laboo-boo.
Let me ask Crystal, who's in studio with us this morning. You look like someone that has a laboo-boo. How many do you have?
I have one, and her name is Glitzy, and she's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I've seen her on social media. She is very
good. Did you name your laboo-boo?
No, mine doesn't.
Wow, Jess doesn't even care about her.
Jess, did you just say excitedly that you've seen somebody else's laboo-boo on social media? I'm quitting the show.
I've seen Crystal's laboo-boo on social media.
She has
a
name.
Glitzy.
Oh, yeah, Glitzy.
I prance her around. She's such a vibe.
I hate this.
I hate every... I'm quitting.
And she will come to the wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
She will.
continue to leave your guesses for what to believe. We're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if that's you, you're going to be getting this JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
If I won the lottery, I would pay someone to give me a... every single day.
Yours. Oh, yeah, bro.
One can dream.
You are all sick. All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
Morning, JV Show. This is Willie from Menlo Park. My guess for the bleep out word today is meal. A meal every single day because I feel like Jess doesn't like to cook.
What?
Yeah, have a good day.
You're not wrong.
But wouldn't that be everyone? Like, even if you are, like, someone who cooks, like, you don't want to do the cooking all the time.
I know.
Yeah, doesn't food taste better when someone else makes it
always,
for you?
Always. Every time.
So, like, if you were rich and you could have your own chef cooking for you every day, yes, that would be the greatest luxury in life.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, guys. Happy hump day. And I'm going to take a shot in the dark here. A manicure. We'd all love a beautiful manicure every single day. Bye.
I don't want that every day.
You don't?
I can't sit there long enough. And every single day.
But if you're rich, like, what else are you going
to
do?
I just can't. For me, it has nothing to do with being rich. I'm sitting there for, like, hours, an hour every day. I can't
but
do it.
But that hand massage at the end sometimes.
Yeah, that's the only good thing. Yeah. Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. The sitting. I mean, I've never had a manicure, so I couldn't tell you if I like it or not. But the sitting there and just... it seems like I just get too antsy every day.
Yeah,
I always wonder. I always wonder about like the Kim Kardashians and stuff. They sit there for hours getting every single thing done to them, like every day. Wouldn't that just be so boring?
I would love
I
that.
Would like that if they can do it when I'm sleeping, which I'm sure they can if I'm rich enough.
That
would be nice.
You get your own personal anesthesiologist. They just put you under for it, and then you wake up totally glammed out.
I mean like that. I mean like early in the morning while I'm still like sleeping, just get me ready so I wake up and I'm ready to go.
I would not want that
no,
job.
No, I like the process. I like the process.
Laying their mouth breathing on them.
Hey, I feel bad for whoever I would hire, but
that's what I mean.
All right, good morning, JV Show. It's Joe in Santa Rosa. Crystal, great to hear you on the radio. Let's get that laugh going. All right, guys, the answer to bleeped out word is ride. Give me a ride every day. Have a good day.
Whoa, you came for a ride, Jess?
I would.
That's a very popular guest this morning. Ride. Yeah, if you could have a driver.
Yeah, you get some extra sleep on the way to work. Nice.
Good morning. This is Mello from Vacaville, and my guess for the bleeped out word is blowout. A hair, like a hair blowout. Bye.
Yes.
Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
If I won the lottery, I would pay someone to give me a blowout every single day.
Me too, minus the out.
That's me.
Anyway.
Smart.
That
it's a family show grab.
I just got to say, thank God we finally got a correct answer. We did not give away a chug mug yesterday or on Monday. So happy hope day. Finally have a winner for that JV Show chug mug. And it is going to Mello. Had the very first correct answer this morning. A couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. Our buddy Alex and Manisha had it. So did Julie in Bay Point. What's up, Julie? What's up? Have a great hump day. Alicia and Vallejo had it. And then quite a few people also left the correct answer. But you know what they didn't leave along with that answer?
Their name.
So how am I supposed to shout them out? You're making my job difficult now. I want to shout you out. I do. I want you to get that recognition you deserve.
Yeah.
But I can't because you didn't leave your name. So
when you play again tomorrow, leave your gosh dang name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, you know, for my sake.
Yes.
At least.
Thank you, everyone, for playing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
I'm Crystal.
And Crystal who?
Number one market, Crystal.
Crystal used to be on the JV Show years ago, and a lot of people do remember you, Crystal. I'm just playing with you. A familiar voice. She's hanging out with us this morning. Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. How's it going?
It's great. How are you?
Oh, we are wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. Now, let's just get straight to business, Chris. You want these Ed Sheeran tickets? I know you do. He's going to be at Levi's Stadium. Yeah. So here's what you got to do. You got to win the JV Show's Yup Nope game. Four trivia questions. Got to get three correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
All right. So here is question number one. There is a mysterious area of ship and plane disappearances in the Atlantic Ocean that is called what?
The Bermuda Triangle?
Yep. Yeah. That's the spot. All right. Question number two. Although Brett Favre played for a couple different NFL teams, he's most widely known for his playing time with what team?
Oh, shoot. airport once sometimes.
Played for this one team like a long time.
I know, but I can't remember. Not Green Bay. Is it Green Bay?
Yep.
No, that's Aaron Rodgers.
There you go, Green Bay. That's everyone knows Brett Favre as a Packer.
Just yes. Makes it so obvious.
Sorry.
With the
yeah.
Jess, just go to the bathroom if you have to go.
I'm trying to help her. Here's a question number three.
Is that you, Grim?
Chris, a pineberry is a breed of strawberries that are white on the outside with red seeds. People often say that it tastes like what?
What's it called again?
A pineberry.
Pineberry? P-I-N-E?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A pineberry. I haven't heard that one. It's red on the outside?
It's white on the outside. It's got red seeds. That's just like a different type of strawberry, but people often say that it tastes like another certain kind of fruit.
Oh, shoot.
Pineberry.
Easy ones for this. Oh, so it tastes like a pineapple?
Yep.
Whoa!
There you go.
Literally walked you into that one. Tastes like another fruit. She might have said tastes like a pine tree, Selena, but you're cute.
Pine tree.
All right, question number four. You don't even need this one. The JV Show's walked you into all the answers so far, so you're 3-for-3. Question number four, just for fun. The Bronco, Ranger, and Maverick, all different car models made by what company?
Oh, Ranger. The Bronco? And what was the other one?
Ranger and Maverick.
Ranger, Maverick. Bronco made by Ford?
Yep.
There
That's
you
the
go.
One. Nicely done.
4-for-4. You did it, Chris. Chris, you're going to be checking out Ed Sheeran at Levi's Stadium July 25th. Congratulations.
Woo!
All right, Chris, hang on for that winning. You're very welcome. Hang on. All right, Grammy, we got some shout outs.
We do. I got a couple DMs here. First one, hey, Graham, my son's birthday is today. He's turning double digits this year, the big 1-0. And I was hoping, if you can, please wish our sunshine Gideon happy 10th birthday. Mommy and daddy are so proud of the little man he's growing up to be. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. And we love you guys. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fuck?
One. Hey, Graham, can you and the JV Show help me wish my husband Douglas a happy birthday? Sure. Happy birthday,
happy
Douglas.
Birthday.
Love your wife, Janae, and our gaggle of cats.
Who gives a fart?
Selena, whoa, would you
like
rather have
many?
A would you rather have a gaggle of kids or a gaggle of cats?
Kids. Yeah. Kids. Kids.
Yeah. Oh, gaggle of kittens, though? Oh,
that okay, sounds, I'll take the kittens.
That sounds
kittens.
Pretty cute. Hey, Graham, mom and dad sliding into your DMs this morning. Welcome in. So we can wish our son, Mateus, a happy, happy 9th birthday. Woot, woot. She wrote that, the woot woot.
Woo, so,
continue to be the shining star that you are. We love you to the moon and back. Love, mommy and papa. Yes. Happy birthday, Mateus.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, can you please wish my son, a Gabriel, a.k.a. Gabe the Babe, a happy 12th whoa. Birthday today. We are faithful morning listeners. He is loved beyond words. Love, Maureen and Robert. That's mom and dad. Yes, Gabe the Babe. Have a great birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, one more here. Hi. First time sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. Stay a while. Please give my 8-year-old Assad a birthday shout out. Hopefully it's not too late to submit these things. His birthday is today. We listen to the show every morning on our way to school. Just want him to have a happy birthday and let him know how proud we are of him. Love, mom, dad, Elijah, and Zara. Yes, 8 years
birthday.
Old today, Assad.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, good point.
That's a great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. Oh, my God. It's Crystal. I'm so excited for you and your new adventure of being a wifey. Listening to you when you were so young and now you're about to be a wife is insane, but I'm so happy for you. I'm excited for your new journey. Just make sure you guys communicate, love each other, and continue being you, girl. Bye.
Aw, that
thank
is so
you,
nice.
Sis.
Are you feeling the love, Crystal?
I'm feeling so much love. Thank you.
Yeah, Crystal is getting married this weekend, so it's kind of a big deal over
insane.
Here.
Good morning, JV crew. It's Edgar without the haircut. I got an email yesterday, cool or not,
that my Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN subscription is going up to $92 a month. So I wanted to check my other subscription to see how much in total I'm paying a month for these things. And my grand total came out to $188. And that doesn't include the internet, which is $110. Cool or not? And by the way, today your show smells like the New York subway.
Ooh, barf, I know. Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything, but Crystal did bring the
certain New York stench along with her. Look, I've been saying this for I don't know how many years, but I was like, as all these different streaming platforms come about and they all continue to raise our prices, by the time you bundle them back up, we're right back to paying that huge number, which was our old cable bill, right?
That's more than cable.
And initially it was, look, oh, I only pay this much for this service and just my internet, and look how much I'm saving each month. Well, now nobody's saving each month. We are all back to that massive number.
Yeah.
And now it's more annoying because now you got to jump in and sign in to the different things. And then sometimes it's like, no, your password's wrong. Get into the, it's more frustrating. We now have a worse system.
I agree with you. I saw a hack on TikTok. I don't know if it's true, but if you go to cancel your subscription, they give you like a discount to stay for a few months. So we should just keep trying that over and over and over again. When that discount ends, just keep trying to recancel it.
Because they don't want you to leave completely. So they're willing to offer you a couple dollars.
Well, try it. Let me know.
They don't, but it is interesting that they go, and they know the number. They go, if we announce we're raising prices $10 a month, a bunch of people are going to cancel. But if we only raise it a dollar or two a month,
every year
we'll get to that $10 increase just a little bit slower, and nobody will cancel.
That's why I'll just keep using everybody else's accounts.
Yeah.
Life hack.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So let's get an update on the David homicide investigation. People are always asking, you know, what's the latest? As you know, David is the singer who owns the Tesla that was abandoned in the Hollywood Hills with Celeste Rivas's body badly decomposed in the trunk. So here's the latest. You know the house in the Hollywood Hills that was searched for 12 hours last week as authorities went in there looking for evidence? Then we found out David lived there. His manager's name was on the lease. According to the owner, David's manager, Josh Marshall, asked him to end the lease. So David is going to be moving out of the house this week. He's already started taking some of his belongings. A lot of people think that's a little suspicious, or like he's running away, possibly like fleeing. Yes. Also, the owner of the home, by the way, it's a $3.6 million house.
Dang.
Oh, it must be nice.
They're paying $20,000 a month in rent to live here.
I've never
in
understood. The Hollywood Hills. I've never understood those numbers. When you hear people like, we're paying $30,000 a month to live here, it's like, why don't you buy a house? I don't get it. I never understood that.
Mind you, he's 20.
He's 20. Yeah. Wow. And he's, I think, lived there a couple years. You know, so he was maybe 18 at the time. I don't know. But the owner told TMZ that years before David had moved in, he had security cameras installed that are positioned at entry points. So there's one in the backyard. There's one on the street. So you can see like the front door, basically saying that anyone who goes in or out of the house, they are being recorded. So this is like a really important piece of information, because remember, cops were looking into the possibility that Celeste may have been like murdered in the house. That's what they were looking for, traces of blood or, you know, that type of evidence when they were searching the home. Now, the owner did say that whenever a tenant moves in, he doesn't have access to the footage because he doesn't want the tenants to think that he is spying on them. So when the tenants moves in, he gives them the security company information. They create their own accounts. They have access to the cameras. But he's saying like, look, but if the LAPD really wanted access, I'm sure there's no reason why they wouldn't be able to get it.
Yeah.
The only problem is those cameras, the storage only lasts so long. So I feel like looking back over a year,
it's probably not even there. You're right.
You don't think they have like a backup?
No. That's expensive.
A lot of those will record, you know, you'll be able to go back a month or something. But we're talking about what could be a very extended timeline on this. Unlikely that they have that.
Yeah.
But
looking through the days,
it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you think the Tesla footage is basically what will be the best piece of evidence that we'll have?
Or is that gone too? Like, how far back does that go?
That's a good question.
It's in the cloud somewhere.
Well, then why isn't the house security in the cloud somewhere?
It's not, because that's expensive. People don't pay for that. I've tried to look for stuff before.
Care to share?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I got deleted. I'm like, what the heck? Isn't it in the cloud? You're like, no, we're not paying for that.
Really quick, just a little bit more on the victim. So Celeste, her body has been released to the family so they can finally, like, you know, get some closure and, you know, a proper burial or whatever they plan on doing. Law enforcement is also learning more about her. Apparently, she, like, they're trying to just, like, piece together who she was. Apparently, there were multiple times that she ran away. She came from a really troubled home. They found out that she had multiple fake IDs, so it was easy for her to, like, leave and be able to move about because she appeared much older to everybody else, according to her ID. You know what I mean? And they even found other instances where she ran away, where they talked to, you know, people who own stores around her neighborhood. And I guess, you know, she went missing in April 2024. She ran away a few months before that, January of 2024, and they found her in the Hollywood Hills that time where David happens to live. And then the next time she ran away in April, she never returned.
So sad.
Yeah, so prayers for her and the family. It's so sad.
Graham, anything you'd like to throw in here?
Yeah, we've got a ways to go before we get to the JV Show Squirrel Week 2026, but we have to talk about these squirrel attacks that have been happening in a Bay Area neighborhood. An aggressive squirrel has been terrorizing residents in San Rafael. A couple of these attacks actually sent two people to the hospital. The attacks have been happening in the Lucas Valley area of San Rafael, and Marin Humane says the two victims, both women, were bitten while out going for a walk. They went to the hospital for treatment for their injuries, I think to check maybe to see if they needed some sort of rabies vaccination or something. I guess squirrels are not carriers for rabies. And the injury is not serious enough to warrant like a stay in the hospital. But they did go
so
to the hospital.
Cute.
Not until they're biting your leg off. Officials believe it was the same squirrel behind all the attacks. And this particular squirrel, look, if you live in San Rafael in the Lucas Valley area, be vigilant, they say, because this particular squirrel, he's a unique color. He's sort of a caramel color, sort of a golden color. Mm. He sounds really pretty. But he's mean. Watch out. Well, I guess we don't know if it's a he. It could be she. Could be very mean. Yeah, they are extremely mean. It's unusual for squirrels to be this aggressive, according to wildlife experts, but they believe it's probably because people have been feeding the squirrels. And then if you are out for a walk and the squirrel's like, hey, human, give me some food, and you don't react like immediately to give it some food, the squirrel gets frustrated.
Just hangry.
And squirrel's very hangry. Mm-hmm. And
I can relate.
Yeah, it's probably a she. You know,
you
ladies
get
very
hangry.
Guys are emotional. I think this is a recession indicator, though, because they're probably angry because there's not a lot of food around because everyone's keeping the food to themselves.
That's definitely what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right.
And also, it's been hot. We all get like very irritable within the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So
we
have a lot of fur. Imagine wearing a squirrel fur coat in this heat yesterday.
Yeah.
So
they say if you are out walking and a squirrel starts exhibiting aggressive behavior, here's what you should do.
Okay.
Yes. Yell and stomp your feet.
Stomp on it?
Well, just don't stomp on it, but you want to try to scare it off. Mm. And that way, hopefully it won't attack you. But be vigilant. Be safe out there, everyone. Okay. If you do happen to get attacked by said caramel-colored squirrel, could you record it? Because we need some content for
JV
Show Squirrel Week, which is coming up in April 2026.
Yes. Yay. Thank you so much.
Should we name that squirrel Caramel?
Yeah.
Oh, Caramel.
Making a caramelly.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show on this Wednesday. Happy Hump Day!
Hey.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
I'm Crystal.
Yeah, our buddy Crystal hanging out with us this morning. You know, she used to be on the JV Show some years ago.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Yvette again from Pittsburgh. I was listening earlier and I didn't have my phone on me to leave the talkback, but now I have it. Crystal said she's going to take her Labubu Blitzy, whatever the name is, to her wedding. So is Frappy, her cat, Frappuccino, is she going to go to the wedding too? Because if the freaking Labubu gets to go, then Frappy should be able to be in the wedding too. Okay, bye.
Do you still
That's a good question.
Crystal?
First of all, thank you for remembering that Frappy is a he, she, they, them. Yes, all the pronouns.
Okay.
Frappuccino, it is a garden wedding, remember? And I fear that Frappy does not want to be involved because Frappy's going to use the whole garden as a litter box. So that's the problem. So
Frappy is potty trained.
And he's part of your...
Frappy needs to be there.
He, she is part of your family.
They, yes. Frappy is still in New York living their best condo penthouse life.
Your cat alone.
With the neighbor.
You just left a bowl of water and a bowl of food out.
I did automatic feeder, and it does have the water fountain there, and I have the cameras all set up. But Frappy is going to be watching the live stream.
Wow, because Jess said her cat is going to be in her wedding.
My cat's going to make an appearance. I'm going to get a cat sitter to bring her.
I'm so glad I'm not invited to that one.
Yeah.
Frappy has anxiety.
And you said you're going to bring your Labubu to the wedding. What's its name? Blitzy?
Glitzy, yes. The Labubu is going to be having the rings on each Labubu arm. My little nephew, the duck, Alex, is going to be the ring bearer with me and Zaddy's son, Riley. So they're both going to be walking up, bringing the Labubu with the rings.
Are you being serious about that part?
Yeah. What do you mean? Yes.
Is it too late to RSVP now?
No, they're already in. The seating chart is printed, Graham.
Is there an open bar?
Of course there's an open bar.
All right, I'm back
there
in.
You go. Wait, how about the fact that, so your wedding is on Saturday, yeah. Crystal. And how about the fact that Selena Gomez is rumored to be getting married the same exact day?
I have a rant. I need the rant music, please, because Selena Gomez. This woman, Selena Gomez, with love and respect, we love you, Selena Gomez. She has been copying everything from when I posted my engagement ring, which is a marquee rock, which was the most undersold rock of the time. It was so undersold that no one even could sell a marquee rock. So I posted my marquee.
What is that?
Right?
What does
I
don't that even mean? Know what that is. That the cut? Like
yeah, the
shape?
Cut. Yeah. Okay. The shape. Got and like it. The a true Never diamond looking shape, okay? So I posted that. And guess what? 3 days later, Miss Selena Gomez on the timeline bringing her marquee out. I know she copied me. And then she surged the marquee. So now all I see everywhere is a marquee diamond cut for engagement rings. And then I'm over here talking
Sounds
about
like
my
wedding. Sounds like she copied the trend, right? So, is that what I'm getting?
No, I did it first.
Sure, sure.
I did it
sure.
first. And then Selena posted after me. And there is receipts and I have timelines.
But who got it first?
Well,
Benny Blanco.
Months before Zaddy. Besides the point. And then I post and excited about my wedding and the date, and it's going to be fall vibes and end of September. And then what do you know? Selena Gomez decides to have her wedding on the exact same day as my. I cannot have anything to myself. Oh, the algorithm is going to be all about Selena Gomez and no engagement over here for
That's
my little wedding.
Right.
Yes. So I'm just going to hashtag Selena Gomez wedding on every single one of my pictures.
You should.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Selena Gomez.
There we That's go. Smart.
And right. Hashtag Taylor Swift, because obviously Taylor is going to be
there. Yeah, Taylor is going to be there.
I don't know. Taylor wasn't at the Bachelorette.
Because Taylor probably doesn't want to hang out with all of Selena's friends that she doesn't know.
But it's not about Taylor. It's about the bride. It's about Selena. If you're her best friend, if you're in her girl squad.
I agree. For us normal people, yes. If you're Taylor Swift, like, she can't be having her darkest secrets, but she can't just be out here all regular with people, you know?
Plus, it looked boring.
Wouldn't Taylor be the maid of honor? Like, I feel like she would have to show up to all of these things.
I don't think Taylor's going to be the maid of honor. I think that's going to be someone that Selena Gomez grew up with.
It should be somebody that gave a kidney to Selena Gomez.
Oh,
that's a sore subject in all the ways.
Are they not on good terms?
I think they were like cordial, like in interviews about each other when asked, but they're not like friends.
Look, they're secret beef.
Yeah. If one of my like close friends, I gave them a kidney and they didn't ask me to be the best man in their wedding, I'd be like, bro, you're only alive standing here today because of me.
You.
You're welcome.
And Francia, the woman who gave her the kidney, supposedly she's going to come out with the book. She's working on her story, so I can't wait for that to come out.
Oh, my God.
I feel like there's a lot we don't know behind the scenes.
The tea.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for that
Anyways, Selena Gomez's wedding is going to outshine yours.
Yeah, totally.
Crystal.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez.
I know.
Or it might be boring because, you know, Graham likes to say Selena Gomez is very, very boring.
Hashtag facts.
Well, the real one that's going to outshine my wedding is Selena here, because I saw the options of the wedding dresses. She wants to have a big old slit. She wants to show the thigh off at my wedding, Selena.
You're going full ratchetry? It says garden formal, Selena.
Yeah, it's like cleavage. Half garden,
half bazoomers?
Half bazoomers, half leg.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And is Crystal, the thoughts about...
And ruffles, pink ruffles.
Yeah.
Like, Selena, Tony, it's my wedding. I know, again, that your Cabo or Cancun situation.
I have to make up for the wedding I didn't have. You know what I mean? So if I'm going to walk in there, like, I'm going to make it worth it.
Yeah, but we don't need a father of the bride staring at your bazoomers while he's walking down the aisle.
Right.
We
done it before.
Him to stay focused.
He always used to.
He did.
Your dad did too, Graham, when I met him.
I swear to God.
Men will be men.
Wait, Graham. Does your offer still stand for Selena to wear her wedding dress to Crystal's
$2,000.
$2,000, all right. Selena?
I'm starting to go fund me to try to get that number
up.
If
I can fit into it, I should try it on today. If I can fit into my wedding dress,
she won't.
I'll show up in it.
That'd be legendary.
For $2,000.
Take that, Selena Gomez wedding. Look at this. We have two brides at this one. That'd be hysterical.
I'm kidding, Crystal, because I know everyone's going to come for me. We're actually really excited.
That's the only reason. That's literally the only reason.
Jess, I know you still did have a question
yeah.
for millennials. We're going to do that next. Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Crystal, your fiance just called and he said no labubu at the wedding.
Yes, he's like mad for some reason, no. saying that it's going to ruin the wedding and that it's demonic and that he doesn't want that energy walking, you know, rings down the aisle. I'm like, this is my wedding.
Yeah. Oh,
I was about to say, like, I have a newfound respect for him, but then he went demonic and that's the reason.
Demonic.
That's the reason we don't want it there.
Hi,
hopefully this place at 8 a.m. I want to wish my son Emiliano a happy 4th birthday from her two sisters, Karina and Mia, for mommy and daddy. We love you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You know, I really loved Jess's laugh. It just makes my day sometimes. I'd love to have a laugh off, though, since Crystal's back in the house. How about that? Bye.
Yeah, somebody had left a talk back earlier saying they love Crystal's laugh. And I remember it to be very grating and irritating. Mm-hmm. But
it brings joy.
But people love it. And people also love Jess's laugh, despite how high-pitched it gets and squeaky.
Right.
Is there,
that's a little controversial.
Hot
take.
We are now going to have a laugh-off. Selena, you and I will be the judges.
Oh, God.
I'll hand you your shotgun. You can shoot down whoever's laugh you want to get rid of.
All right.
And we are going to begin with contestant number one. Jess, begin.
Well, you got to make me laugh first.
No.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
That was me. I'm out on that one. All right.
Was she breathing?
Okay,
I don't know why it comes out like that.
It gets really windshield wipery sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes, very.
I'm lightheaded now.
Very squeaky. Okay. Now, Crystal, give the Bay Area a taste of your laugh so we can hear that.
Let me think of Selena trying to fit into her wedding dress.
Wow! But it's true.
Okay, you win.
It's very
that one.
It's cackle versus squeakers.
It is very, sometimes it gets more chipmunky. That was very like.
Wow.
It ain't that funny, Crystal. It ain't that funny.
It's so contagious, I will admit.
Too much cackling on the JV Show.
Got it.
All right, I have a question for you millennials here in this room about something that I know I'm not the only one that wonders this. I saw something on TikTok too. What the heck was Blu-ray and why was it such a big deal? Why was everything such, like, why was it Blu-ray this, Blu-ray that? Like, does anybody know what this is?
Of course.
And what is it?
Blu-ray was not what they, I think, hoped it was going to be when they started putting movies out
on Blu-ray discs.
Thanks,
Selena. You know so much
before streaming.
But like once they moved past the VHS tapes and you started getting into DVDs and Blu-rays and stuff like that, touted it as this, like, dude, Blu-ray is going to be the best movie experience. Like, it really.
What was the difference between that and just a regular, like, DVD?
Well, also, like, I think people's TVs weren't as good as they are now. Maybe it makes a difference now. I don't know, because TVs are so much better. But, like, when they were first launching it, like, I don't care how great a quality, whatever you pressed onto whatever disc you were going to play it off of, when your crappy old TV was playing it, like, I don't think it looked that much.
Right.
I don't know that it looked that much.
I remember everything being, like, out on DVD and Blu-ray this day.
Yeah.
What was the difference? Blu-ray.
And then thinking of someone having a Blu-ray, you're like, oh, you're fancy.
Yeah.
Bougie.
But I don't think you could really tell the difference.
Why do you ask? Like, how do you know what a Blu-ray is?
Well, someone asked on TikTok,
boomer.
And I was like, I know. I know. I'm
calling us old.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I ever owned any sort of Blu-ray player. Were they players? There were actual Blu-ray players, right? Before or no?
Did you need a special player for that?
I think you just use your regular DVD player.
That I can't remember. I kind of thought you maybe had to have something that could play them. But again, my grandparents were telling me about
this. I'm like 26 and a half. I
I was in diapers running around like, Blu-ray, what's that? Give me my baba.
So is this what people are like asking on TikTok?
This is what the newer generation is like. Wait, I've clearly heard about this from ancient times, but what was it? Because clearly it's not available anymore, is it?
Okay, well, ChatGPT says that Blu-ray was full HD, held way much more storage.
Yeah, I remember it could have like more features and more stuff
the
on
audio
it.
But was better. Laser technology used the blue violet laser instead of the red one. That's what it was.
Oh, I don't know. What does that Blu-ray.
Mean? Oh, wait, get this. A Blu-ray player would be able to have backwards capability. So you could play.
You could rewind? No.
Well, you could just play it backwards.
Play what, in
what
reverse?
I don't think we still know what Blu-ray is.
Then that's it.
We still know.
That's all I saw.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so we're still just as puzzled.
Okay.
Yeah,
it popped.
Thanks for asking and confusing us more, Jess.
Yeah.
All right, next on the JV show, you know the iPhone 17 is now out. Scratchgate.
Yeah, have you guys heard about Scratchgate?
No, what is this?
Big deal.
Tell us next, Graham.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to Scratchgate, Jess was like, question for the millennials. What the heck is a Blu-ray?
I'm so confused.
I'm only 26 and a half, Graham. You're only 28 and a half.
Yeah,
we couldn't really give her a direct answer.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jennifer in Stockton. So a Blu-ray player played discs that looked pretty much like DVDs, but a Blu-ray player was needed to play the Blu-rays, but it would also play DVDs. A DVD player does not play Blu-ray discs on it. Hope that helps.
Yeah, that's right. That makes sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not yeah. mutually exclusive.
Did you guys have, did you have a Blu-ray player?
No.
No.
Never.
I think I did.
What?
Oh, yes. I'm only 26 and a half now, so I mean.
Sure.
If I was, you know.
Got it.
A millennial.
Adulting then, I probably had one. Hypothetically, of course.
Good morning, JV Show. I don't think I've ever been more offended listening to your show than I did in the last segment. Blu-rays are ancient technology now. Like, when did that happen? Give me a break. I guess it's time for me to go on down to the store and buy me a walker today, because Blu-rays are not that old. Have a good day.
Yeah, get
you
your
know what's
get
crazy?
Your, get your walker fitted with a couple of tennis balls.
What's crazy
balls.
Is that you it go to Best faster. Buy, they still sell them.
Really? Like, just why? Don't give it up.
Like, what? Exactly.
People that are really, really into movies and stuff like that, yeah, they want the super
like a physical copy.
HD
it's so
experience
weird.
You can rent the HD
Thank
on YouTube.
You.
Now,
let me just enter this into evidence because I just Googled when was the first Blu-ray, and it was June 20th, 2006. That was almost 20 years ago. So
I was not born.
I'm sorry that we offended you with the ancient technology, but like
I was
technology,
that's vintage.
Technology over the last 20 years has, I mean, we're talking about light years different.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
we have AI now.
Scratchgate.
Scratchgate, you guys. If you're thinking about getting the new iPhone 17, listen up. People are saying do not buy the deep blue or that really traffic
orange, the ugly orange. Oh my God, it's so ugly.
Colored one. Why did they put that one
Your
on the
billboard? Your fiance has the orange one?
He said it's because he's a Giants fan. So he says it's Giants
no.
orange.
I'll give him a pass.
Get
that
a Giants
one,
phone case.
I mean, I'd give him a slight pass on that. Like, that's the one you're driving across the Bay Bridge coming in the city, and the billboard, the first one that you see staring up as you're coming in the city, is of that thing. It does not look good. And the weird camera thing it's showing you
so
up close, it's
ugly.
Like, this thing, it looks all wobbly and like it just like off kilter. Anyways, they're saying don't buy the dark colored ones because they scratch so easily. People said they were shocked when they went to go buy the new iPhone 17 and all the display ones at the stores looked like they had been there for years, even though it had only been a matter of days, because they scratch so easily. Now, the difference what? In the previous model iPhones is that they had titanium casings.
Right.
This new one, aluminum. And the anodized aluminum does not hold up like the titanium one does. So if you get a dark color one and you put it in your pocket and their keys or anything else is in there, it is going to be scratched to shreds almost instantly. Everyone's like, well, it's not a big deal. I'm going to put a case on it. I don't know. Some people want to flex the orange one that they just got and you don't want to cover it up with a case and it's just going to get completely scratched up. They're saying if you got to get one, get the silver one. That will probably show the scratches the least. And they say this is probably why there is not a black one, racist, available in this model because it's just going to scratch way too easily.
Wait, why the switch to aluminum? Because remember the titanium was like, oh, these are unbendable phones. They're titanium. They're unbreakable.
Recession
and
indicator.
And now they're made out of aluminum?
Yep.
I don't like it.
I don't know why they made that switch. Probably a cost-cutting move. Yep. Aluminum.
Right, so what does that make? It's cheaper to make, but they're charging us more.
Yeah.
Shrinkflation.
Scratch. It is shrinkflation.
Yeah, so Scratchgate is official, you guys. You either really have to put a case on your new iPhone if you want to keep it looking like new.
But
otherwise, get a light colored one. Don't get the dark blue. Don't get the orange.
And Crystal, does your fiance like the new iPhones? I know people that were like, I don't even care about the features. It's so ugly. Not getting it.
Oh, Selena, you're going to love this. The photos, it has like an automatic filter that you can forever put on it.
Wait.
So when you take selfies.
I do like that.
She's back in.
Oh my gosh. Pretty much the Paris filter on Instagram stories.
No.
Yeah. You could set your camera to where like it will permanently give you that filter and every selfie you're gonna look flawless, sis. So
you know what you're convincing me right now?
Yeah.
Don't you photos. Ever want, am I the only one that's like, I don't take selfies a lot, but don't you ever want, if you do use the selfie thing to give you some truth? Like, I want to see, like,
oh, no.
No,
I,
no,
you,
no.
You don't want to know, like, haven't you ever used it to check, like, to see how you look that day?
Oh, I want to see how I look.
Okay,
so
yeah,
don't you want some truth?
Yeah, but a lot of the times, like,
I'm not talking about a picture that you're going to post.
Yeah,
if you're going to post a picture, you want the flawless. But don't you ever use the selfie camera just for a...
But sometimes,
Does my face look terrible today?
But sometimes I feel like I look better in the mirror, and then I look at myself in the phone, and I'm like, "Wait, what's going on here?" So I would kind of like
telling you the truth. Sorry.
I would kind of like a permanent filter.
But he's saying, "Have you ever like used your phone camera to like you have to like check something
yourself?
On your face or whatever?"
Yeah,
like,
So if you have the filter on, it's going to smooth out the blemish that you're trying to get a look at.
I'm delusional. Just let me be delusional. I love it.
There's also that. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, boost my confidence a little.
Exactly.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV Show. It's Mel from New York City. I'm calling because I'm excited for the 2 days off of school that I have. I am a senior in high school, and I enjoy you guys' show. It's very relatable, and I really love listening to it in the morning on the bus.
Oh,
did you hear that,
so
Selena?
Much. Wow. Yes.
Mel left us that talkback. She listens every morning from New York City. Now, our very own Crystal in studio with us this morning. She used to be on the show, and she's been doing a show in New York City. And I just checked, you guys.
Yeah.
JV Show, number one in New York. And Crystal, let us know how number five is, because I don't know how that tastes.
Yeah, Graham has checked the ratings, so it must be true.
You guys are the morning talk show, so time's a little different over there. So then afterwards, I'm pretty sure she hops over right to me.
She didn't mention anything about that.
Yeah, I know you do, Mia.
Appreciate you, Mel.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Diddy is being sued again, you guys. His stylist, former stylist, Deontay Nash, is suing him for sexual battery, human trafficking, and more. So he worked for Diddy for 10 years, and he says during this time, Diddy subjected him to sexual and physical assault, harassment, humiliation, and even threats to his life. He claims that Diddy would grope him without consent. Whoa. There were times that Diddy would, like, this is gross, but, like, expose himself. It to him in front of other people. There was obviously...
Which hair was he cutting?
I don't know.
They're styling.
There was also a lot of physical violence, and Diddy would even tell him, like, hey, you're only alive because I'm allowing you to be here today.
Jeez.
Things like that. So you might be wondering, well, where was all this during the trial, right? Deontay actually did testify during the trial. And at that time, Diddy's attorney asked him if he was considering a civil lawsuit. He said no at that time, but now he's filed one.
Good.
Looking, it tracks.
Yeah, looking for, you know, obviously damages. And he's demanding a jury trial. So we'll see how that goes.
I hope he gets it.
Kim Kardashian
Yes. Can we go back to the Diddy thing?
Yeah.
Because I read yesterday that his attorneys are asking for, because his sentencing's coming up pretty
October
soon, right?
October 3rd. Yep.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that they're going to be asking for 14 months time served, which means he's already done that. So he would just basically walk right out. And I'm going to be honest with you.
It might happen.
I think it's going to be something very close to that. I think he's basically going to walk right out of there. It's crazy.
Crystal, do you have something to say?
Yeah. In the building that I live in New York, Diddy's twin daughters are living there.
In the building?
Yes.
How rich are you?
Well, no, I mean, I got it during a COVID deal, so it is a COVID deal, but yeah, they live in my building.
So do you run into them in the elevator and how's the diddler?
I haven't seen them, but I've just been scouring the elevators and hanging out, loitering in the hallways, hoping that I see them.
That is creepy. Doing that for some teen girls. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Lock Crystal up.
Sicko.
They're over 18. They're not children. They're over 18.
All right. Kim K is living. So wrong. Kim K living her biggest nightmare with this Kanye documentary that's out in theaters right now. So apparently Kim is super stressed out over how she is portrayed in the documentary because her biggest fear ever, because she likes to control everything, her image, mm-hmm. the narrative, her biggest fear ever is that something super personal to her, like video footage, gets out there in the world and she has no control over it. That's kind of like everything you see in this documentary. So the cameras are following them around at a really dark time in her life. And I guess if you're wondering how she's portrayed in the video, she is just like the sobbing wife who gets yelled at, who gets put in her place. She gets ignored, walked out on, doors slammed in her face. Like, it is that. And it is a huge contrast from the, businesswoman, entrepreneur, right. and, powerful woman that we're used to seeing her be. And so she doesn't like this. She even asked to get, an advanced copy of the documentary. I don't know if she did get one, so she's kind of blindsided by everything in this. And she says, obviously she knew that she was being recorded during this time, but she didn't think that it was going to get as far as it did with this actually being released in theaters. Right.
Got it. That was going to be my question. How did they have consent to use her footage in the movie? But I mean,
and it's Kanye's footage. Go ahead.
In my mind, isn't he and the one that ends up looking worse, not her? I mean, if anything,
it helps her image.
We're going to feel sympathetic towards her situation, how awful it was, and he's gonna look worse there. I mean, I understand if she wants to present this powerful, nothing phases me, image or whatever, but if anything, I feel like she's gonna gain more fans because of it and people.
But it's still something that's really
vulnerable.
Personal.
It's deeply personal
and embarrassing. Yeah. And probably didn't want people seeing her that way.
Is this thing already out in the theaters?
Yeah, so it came out last weekend. It's
so she has nothing to worry about because nobody saw it.
Nobody's seeing it. Yeah, it only made $776,000 last
weekend.
And
that's it. The numbers are going to drop off precipitously after that. There's just going to be no viewership. So she has nothing to worry about how she's portrayed in there because nobody's going to see it. Mm-hmm.
And what I've seen on TikTok clips from it, I don't know what the point of it is. It doesn't make sense what this whole documentary
rant. Is there ever a point?
Yes,
is
one giant point? Kanye rant.
Yeah. And none of it makes any sense.
Not surprising.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, great news. Benicia residents, you can resume showering. And please do because the stink, my God, the stink. I could smell it driving through there the other day. The stage 4 critical water shortage alert. It's been canceled. Last night, crews were able to finish up making repairs to that main drinking water line that had experienced significant damage. Residents were asked to cut their water usage by 40%, but thankfully, water flowing through those pipes once again. So get back to 100% usage, although it's probably a good idea to dial it back a little bit. City staff still investigating the cause of that break, what caused all that damage. They say they're going to share the findings once they're available.
Well, hurry it up.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Is that Crystal Rosas that I hear on the radio? Honestly, it's. I was asking God for a sign, and just hearing you on the radio, girl, I'll take that as a sign, and I'll go on this date. This will be my third date with this guy. He's amazing, so I'll take it as a sign. And good morning, everyone. I love your show. You guys are amazing. And hello, Daddy Graham. Have a great morning.
Hello there.
Daddy Graham.
How does Crystal being here equate to a sign from God?
Something out of the ordinary. It's new.
Okay. Yeah, joyous,
but
happy,
also,
good vibes.
Why, if the guy's amazing, why even question going on another date with him?
Sometimes you need a sign from the universe.
Yeah, you just need that little bit of reaffirmation. Uh-huh. And Sky Daddy sent Crystal directly to us today. Yeah. Thank you, Sky Daddy. Wow.
Positivity.
Good morning, JV Show and Crystal. Congratulations on the engagement and your wedding this weekend. Got a question. You're over there in New York, Zaddy over here in California. Mm-hmm. Where are you guys residing? Or are you coming back to the JV Show maybe? Just saying, loving the vibes this morning, loving hearing you. What's going on?
Well, we found out where her family lives if you missed that last traffic break off Dutton Avenue in San Leandro.
Yeah. right over in that
You've
area.
Been to my parents' house, Selena.
I know. The one with the lemon tree. They have a lemon tree. Right?
House is kind of a tan
steal
color.
Lemons from there, yeah. Beautiful porch. Porch area right there in the front.
So nice.
It porch. Is a corner house.
Thanks. Oh, gosh.
But that's a, okay, that's a, thank you for leaving that talk back. That's a great question. What are you guys going to do? You guys live on opposite coasts. You're about to get married. We've talked a lot with our very own Jess about this because Jess is engaged and she lives here and her man.
Yeah, you guys are going to be bi?
Lives in Salinas and that's
coastal.
Still long distance, but Crystal, you are very bi.
Yes, I have heard Jess complain about her 2-hour drive to see her man. It's a different of a commute for us. It's like a 12-hour commute across the country. Zaddy is going to be coming every other week to New York City. So he's going to be bi-coastal. I'm going to live in New York City and keep following my number one radio market career for the next two years.
Whoa, this is that one-sided that you aren't going to be
doing? Yeah, you're not going to come out here at
Shouldn't you come here 1 week and then he goes there 1 week and you alternate?
You know, luckily our boss, Mark, remember, he loved us so much that he followed me to New York City. So he's our boss over there. He's been very lenient. I get to work from home this week. So I'm doing my radio show from San Francisco to New York City. And we'll see. I mean, I have a stepson now, and he lives here. You know, they do the every other week situation. Okay. So that's why Zaddy has to stay here and be dad duties every other week. And then he'll be hubby duties every other week.
Got it.
But shouldn't you be here? But again, I would still think you would be here on the weeks that he would need to be here because you are going to be, you know, married.
I know we are married. Well, there's 2 years left my contract. I've been begging our boss here to let me do something, and they're trying to work budgets, so that's what it's looking like.
Oh, man, she's giving out the terms of her contract.
I know. Her
parents' home address. Yeah, do you want to hand out your social security number too? Anything else you'd like to mention?
No.
Okay. Cool or not, we'll just throw out a couple things really quick. Graham, did you have something?
I do. A cool or not, texting wedding invitations in lieu of sending actual paper ones. What do you guys think?
Oh, my God. Not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool. Jess? Why, do you know someone that did this, Graham?
I'm going to say cool because I know someone who did this.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Is that person sitting in this room wearing an obnoxious veil right now?
No, it's someone else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, our very, very own Crystal here sent some text.
We
made beautiful wedding invitations online.
Virtually.
Virtual. And, you know, all the paper of it all and the expense of it all, just cut it up. We all text anyways. Everyone checks their phone. Just text the invites. Okay.
I text any other invite. Birthday parties, I have to throw a lot of them. Those are always text message invites. Same thing. I design it online and just send it out. But I don't know why weddings are the one thing that have still required like paper invitations
like
because it's such like a fancy once in a lifetime event.
It's such a thing.
It is expensive though.
It is. Very
expensive.
I appreciate you going green and saving the paper. Mm-hmm. But I remember, Selena, to your point, like it is such a momentous occasion in your life. And it's something that you are going to want to hold on to. And like your family may want to hold on to. Remember that. I know that when my wife and I got married or we sent out before our wedding, sent out our invitations, we had them hand delivered white gloves. And it was a box that was wrapped with a bow. And you took that off. And when you opened the lid, two white doves flew out. And that wasn't even then once you got through the tissue paper and stuff, then you got to the actual invitation and that was in a smaller box.
Okay.
And another guy with white gloves lifted that one out, handed it to you. When you opened that one, a dozen monarch butterflies flew out.
Oh my God.
It was so magical.
So beautiful.
And then when you opened the actual invitation, that's where it was. That's the actual invitation was inside there. Yeah.
I have a question. You know, out of all the weddings y'all have been invited to, do you guys keep the invitations? Where are they?
No, they go straight to the trash.
They're in the trash. So the $15, $20 invitations everyone mails out for weddings, you guys threw them all in the trash.
Well,
probably at some point.
Yeah, I'm not spending money on that.
I mean,
all right, I'm getting an open bar in 2025 in the Bay Area. That's where I'm spending my money for y'all.
All right,
that's not a stupid paper invitation.
That's a good point. I'm still going to do invitations and even like the save the date. I want everything. I just want people to have pictures of me and my fiance.
Yeah, you go see when you look at the prices. Even the ones that you email out, those are not free. You got to pay for that service.
Really,
yes, girl. So I'm just like, I'm not paying for none of that. I'm just going to text it to you.
Squeeze in one more.
I'm
cool
back with
or
Crystal,
not.
Though. I'm going to say cool because save the budget for the bar.
It's like bar invitations, we're all picking bar.
Yeah, bar.
I don't know. It was a matter of like alcohol, no alcohol.
Yeah.
Cool or not, this is going to be the last one. Cool or not, ripping off our cool or not segment and calling it cringe or nah.
Who does that?
I happen to know someone that did this.
Is that person sitting in this room wearing an obnoxious veil?
Yeah, she is. It's Crystal.
Wow. Okay, well, you know, you got to adapt, though, because I take it to the streets. Y'all just keep it in this room. Y'all don't put any effort into the cooler.
I'm going to say cringe.
I'm going to say cringe. I'm going cringe on this, particularly because, like, yeah, you go out to the streets, but you're just asking coworkers and plants out there to answer the stuff. So, like, I don't think that's, like, putting that much extra effort.
Definitely true. But, yeah, I did rip it off. We know that. And it is a little cringe, but gotta do what you gotta do.
So not
I'm appreciating
cool.
your work. Not I'm not cool. It's appreciation.